This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Researchers are returning to the panhandle town of Mariana and the grounds of the former Dozier School for Boys. For most of the last decade, University of South Florida forensic anthropologist Aaron Kimmerly has led a team that has tried to find the bodies of students who were buried at the Panhandle School, some of whom who died throughout the last century under mysterious, possibly violent circumstances. The team exhumed the remains of more than 50 people from unmarked graves in 2013. They returned this past summer after a contractor using ground-penetrating radar found some anomalies. Now, Kimmerly says they're going back this month to do a number of different things.
One has to do with more remote sensing, basically using LIDAR, which is, think of it as like a 3D scan of the ground surface. Some pedestrian survey means walking the ground, following up any additional leads that have come in. And then taking all of the remote sensing we had done over the years and going back to 2014 and putting that into the same database. So the charge is basically to use any additional testing, remote sensing that could help identify potential areas where there may be burials.
Is this a different area than the area originally explored back in 2014?
Not exactly. We're trying to apply this across the entire property. I say that, but what becomes a challenge is any place that's wooded, and now today a lot of that space is wooded, whereas back in the day it wasn't. It becomes very difficult to do the remote sensing. It may not work. It may not be applicable. This is more about filling in any areas that we maybe didn't look at and or applying additional tools so we maybe get more data. Sometimes it's just about adding these different layers.
The first revisit to the area that was in June, what came of that?
We were responding to a report that had been done by New South Associates, a private firm, and they had used ground penetrating radar and said, we believe there's 27 possible burials, anomalies that we find that need further investigation. So we investigated all of those 27 areas and areas surrounding that. And so we did extensive excavation in that area, and none of them were burials.
Were you surprised when the possibility of more possible burial sites was announced? Did you kind of expect that?
I wouldn't say I expected it. I mean, I know that there's a lot of stories, you know, and information out there about possible individuals who died and were buried. We tried to follow up on every one of those leads that we could. But I know that because you don't find something doesn't necessarily make people believe that it didn't happen. And in that regard, I'm not surprised that a lot of families believe that there may be more. And there may be. There may not be. I don't know. But I think what maybe surprised me more was the firm who put out this report. The way in which we do that type of work, remote sensing, we always combine it with a lot of historical research and excavation, test pits, trenches, you know, things to really make sure that we know what we're looking at. That was a big difference in what they did when they put the results out. They did not do any ground testing. And so that makes me think, well, we have to be extremely cautious. We tend to take a very conservative approach, right? If you remember when we did all of our work and put out our preliminary report, we estimated 50 possible burials and found 55. So we tend to err on the side of caution.
Speaking of those more than 50 sets of remains that were exhumed, where are you at in terms of identification and reburial of those remains?
Through our work, we were able to identify 8 individuals and presumptively identify another 14. That means that we believe we know who those 14 are, but we don't have something specific like DNA that can say this person is definitively so-and-so. The 8 individuals that we were able to identify go back to families. Anyone not in that 8 has been reburied either in Tallahassee or in Mariana.
You can see pictures of Kimmerly and the other researchers working at the Dozier site at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.